We're in the middle of, so we started Shin Beis. We started Sif Aleph. So again, there's a lot here. So we had Rav Huna, one who shakes out the talis of Shabbos Chayav Chatos. What's he shaking it out from? So Tosis Bratam Moshe Shem holds from Tal, a little bit of water, and that shaking it out is a kibbutz problem. It's a form of laundering, even though there's not enough water coming out to be considered schita. There's a minimal amount of water coming out. Maybe it's not recognizable, whatever it is, but it is kibbutz, not schita. Once you have a lot of water, so then it is even more problematic. It's also schita, we said yesterday, which is a problem of Mafarik told the Dosh, which we'll get to in Simon Shin Chaf, by squeezing out Zaysim by nothing. Piskei Tshuvas wanted to say that both Menair from Tal, shaking it out from Tal, and Schita with a lot of water are different types of kibbutz. He wanted to say that they're both kibbutz problems. Okay, they're two different problems. Exactly what the problems are, not 100% clear. Okay, then we said that the Shitas Rashi is that it is afar. It is that dust stain on your baggage, you know, when you want to smack out the dust. And according to Rashi, that's what Rav Huna is talking about, and therefore that will be an Issa Darais. So other Rishonim say not. But the Ramah brings down Shitas Rashi. He says it's good to abide by Shitas Rashi. And the Mishnah says, no, it's not good to abide by Rashi. It is obligatory to abide by Rashi, because there are many Rishonim who view Rashi. And therefore, according to a whole team of Rishonim, it's in fact an Issa Daraisa. Okay, now I'm trying to figure out what we did, what we didn't do. So then we spoke, one of the requirements is that he is makpid. So they talk about, the Gemara talks about the beggar has to be black, has to be new, and he has to be makpid. And what the Mishnah Berurah comes out with in the end is that really, if it's new and black, we assume that you're makpid, but the real question is if he cares. If he doesn't care about it, it's minimal, it's negligible, it doesn't count, and it will be mutter. If he does care, then it will be Aser, in fact, it will be Chayev. That's what came out of the beginning of the Bir Halacha. Dibur Maschil, Ale. Okay, now, there are two other opinions brought down in the Rishonim as to what Rav Huna is talking about. The third opinion, the third opinion is Rambam. We'll get there in Sif Beis. So the fourth opinion is the... Fourth opinion is the Bahag. Okay, which we can see now in the same Bir Halacha, Dibur Maschil Alei. And he holds that it is referring to Tinuf, it's like dirt, but not like the dust stain. He says a Zera Pishtan, a flax seed got stuck to the Beged, or a chulent bean got stuck to the Beged. So that's going to be a problem to take it off. Okay, so in the middle, it's Dibur Maschil Alei on the next page over. Okay, on the big lines, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 wide line. No, 7, sorry, 8th wide line. There's a period, and it says Vida Od. Where are you? Shin Beis, no, back. Shin Beis Aleph. Okay. So it's the second page of Shin Beis, 8 lines down, there's a period, and it says, Vida'od. You see Vida'od, Miperish Rabbeinu Chananel? Miperish Rabbeinu Chananel, Shabbeinu Lamala, Heir Hashem Minai Vivanti, as Divrei HaBahag. Dinei BaBahag, Kosa, Vizel Shonu. Minar Adam Taliso, Kidrov Yehuda. By us, it says Rav Huna. He can shake out the talis. Yashav lo zera pishtan. He got a flax seed on his beged. O tav shel al ksuso. He got a little chulin bean. Mutter le kalfo. He's allowed to scrape it off. And the Bahag is brought down in the Magen Avraham. Ulchora. Ma'ayin yatzel lo le Bahag hadin de zera pishtan. Where did he get it from? Ve'lama samachos so the inyan menayer. And why did he put it next to this din of menayer? Rabbeinu Chananel holds that when it says Tala in the Gemara, in one of the cases, Abaye saw Tala on the hat of Rav Yosef, the Tala, some Moshe Shonim hold Tala is Tal. And that's why they explain Rav Huna referring to Tal. But Rabbeinu Chananel says it is Tinuf. Okay, if you hold Tinuf, it explains Shitas Rashi. Tinuf, Afar, could be a type of Tinuf. But now the Bahag has a different type of tinuf. It's not that dust stain on your beggar that you want to slam out. It is dirt. It is the cholent bean or the flax seed. So where to get it from? The parish of Inochanan, she neham ayin shem yirah shum afarish madam chaza tal alei haynu davar tinuf. Skip the brackets. Vizel kolel. What's a davar tinuf? Kol davar shemetanev bo abegin. Anything that dirties a begin. In the full tushada, you can shake it out. We don't mind wearing clothing to have a little bit of dirt on it, a little flaxseed, and a little cholent bean. Nowadays, I think everybody would mind, any normal person would mind a cholent bean smushed onto his suit. Maybe not a dust stain so much, but a cholent bean is a big thing. The first thing is that mutter. Why is it mutter? Because you don't care. Okay, in the end, he wants to say the only reason the bag is mutter is because you don't care about it. But if you do care about it, it's in fact going to be aser, and it fits in with the din of Rav Huna in our Mishnah. So this is pshat number four. We skip three, but pshat number four, that tinuf is a cholent being stuck to your beggar. Okay, now look at the last four lines of this very same bir halacha. The ain lahakshos lefi derei bahagamai paskin etichal gav bigdo megaro betzipor. Okay, now we have to do sif. I think this is sif zayin. Okay, so to understand the continuation of here, we have to look at sif zayin. Sif zayin is based off of a gemara in Shabbos on daf kuf mem aleph omer aleph. Omer Rav Kahana. Tich al gabe bigdo. A person has mud on his beged. Mekaskasel mi bifnim. He can rub it on the inside. Put his hands inside and rub it back and forth to get the mud off. But he can't do it on the outside. E mekaskasel mi bachutz. Or alternatively, megaro betziporin. He can take his fingernail and scratch off, or a knife.
Right.
A knife, and he can. That's it's wet for now, and he can scrape off the mud that's on his begging. He can use his fingernail, use the back of a knife. We assume he can use the front of a knife as well. Okay, now, Rashi says, why can you only do it on the inside of the begging, not on the outside where the actual dirt is? Because doing it on the inside, it doesn't look like malabim. And then Rashi says, forget about it. It looks like malabim. It's a type of cleaning the begging. Why isn't it mamish malabim? You have mud on the outside of your shirt. You put your fingers on the inside of your shirt, rub back and forth, so the mud falls off. Why isn't that malabin? So Rashi over there says because you're not using water. So everybody, no, I shouldn't say everybody, Rabbi Akiva Eiger starts screaming and yelling. He says, what do you mean? Rashi, the Shita, so old. How could you say? This is unbelievable. You can't fall asleep. Rashi says, when you put your fingers inside, you're not using water. It's not real malabin because no water. Where's that water? Rashi Shitas Alt, and you have a dirt stain and you slam out the dust. That's an Issa Daraisa of Kibbutz on Shabbos. No water. So steer in Rashi. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Esos Kasha, Gilyan Ashas, in both places, says Ayin Sham, Ayin Sham. Okay, and that's, and with that, we're going to have, Rabbi Akiva Eiger does not answer the Kasha. He leaves it with the Tzarchim. Now, the one here, Rashi says, you slam the dust out of your beged, no water, asur min ha-Torah. But when you have mud and you rub the inside of your shirt to get the mud off, because you're not using water, it's not asur, it's not kibbutz. So it's a steer in Rashi, that's the kasha b'kiv eger, he doesn't answer, but the Mishabura is going to answer it in two places, as we can see right now. But let's just continue. That's enough background. Hopefully we'll have time for Sif Zayin in a little bit. Okay. So I'm at the end of this Bir Alacha, Dir Maskal Alei from Sif Aleph. Okay, Ve'en Lahakshos. Ve'en Lahakshos Rafi Divrei Bahag. Am I Paskina De Tichal Gav Big Dog Magaro Betziporin? When I have mud on the outside of my baguette, I can take my fingernail and scrape it off. My odiv darvazemi zarapishtin otav shilak suso. Why can you scrape off the mud? But according to the Bahag, you can't scrape off the cholent bean or the flax seed that's stuck to your baguette. But the Bahag is going to be mutter by the Zer Pishlin because he's not makbid. Inami, b'hua Iker. The Iker answer, he says like this. The tishal gav bigda, when you have mud on your beged, af demagaro b'tziporen, when you scrape it off with your fingernail, scrape it off with a knife, a spoon, however you're scraping it off, ein ma'avir akesem legamre, when you scrape off the mud, there's still going to be a stain there. Rak demagaro ovi atit milamala, what are you doing? You're taking the mud off of the surface of the beged, but the stain is still there inside. The kol shekin v'mashikas the mayit b'tit lach. We're talking about wet mud. When you use that knife, you're not going to get rid of the stain. And therefore, since you're not getting rid of the stain, lahavi b'chlam malabein. That's not called malabein. V'shari b'chol gan they're going to be mutter. Ma'ashein came in yuzara pishim v'tashin zavishav gadav. When you have the chulim, you know, the flaxseed that dries onto your clothing, svirle the bahag. When you take that off, when you scrape that off, Aidei Mashakov over Mimele Gamakesimeto. When you scrape off the chillin bean and the flax seed, he's saying the stain's gonna come off with the bean. If the stain comes off with the bean, so then that's going to be a maisa kibos of libut even without water. Velchein Einu Mutter Rakbaovin Shemutter Nira Talis. And that's only going to be mutter in the case where it's mutter if he's not makbid. But if he is makbid, nowadays I assume everyone's makbid on chillin beans and flaxseed stuck to their baguette. If you're going to if you're going to scrape it off and it's not going to leave a stain at all, so then that is going to be usr. And perhaps even chayev. Masha'en came. When you have mud that's stuck to the beged and you scrape it off, you're going to be left with a stain. If you're left with a stain, so then it's going to be mutter. If you're not left with a stain and you did, it's like you fully cleaned at least that part of the beged, that's going to be usr and perhaps even chayev. And that, according to the Bahag, is the pshat in the Gemara, Menara Taliso, from the chillin bean and flax seeds. So we had dew, according to Tosfos and Moshe Shonim. We had dust, afar, according to Rashi. Bahag, we have this dratina, the chillin bean. And then the third sheet that we'll see is going to be the Rambam, which we didn't get to yet. Okay, let's look at Sif Zion that we just touched upon. Shin Bei Zion, we're skipping to Shin Bei Zion. I'm sorry we're skipping, but that's what we just, I don't know, Aleph, Hey, and Zion are together, Zion, Hey, and I'll finish Aleph. Okay, Shin Bei Zion. Teach al Bigdo, mud on his beged. Mishafshir fo mi bifnim. He puts his fingers on the inside, and he can rub it back and forth so it comes off. Tilo muchucha milchaz la is chazuye kimelabein. It don't look like you're laundering the beged. But you can't do it on the outside, because on the outside it's dummy le melabein. It's similar to melabein. Look at the Mishabura Sivkaton Lami Gimel. Why is it dummy le melabein when you rub it on the outside? Shemisyapa begra ideza. The beggar looks better ideza. Umelabein mamish lohave. It's not mamish melabein when you rub out the stain on the outside of the beged. They ain't no sin all of mayim, because you didn't use mayim. Here the Shearat Zion, Ois Mem Aleph on the bottom, brings down the Kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eger with the answer of the Mishnah Berurah. Again, it's not so to Rashi, who says when you bang out the dust and without water, it's a daraisa. You're making the beged look cleaner, and that is its cleansing. He's just taking off the outer layer of the dirt. But the dirt stain, the stain that the mud was here, is still going to be there. And how do you get rid of that? That you need mayim for. And that's the answer to Rabbi Akiva's kasha, the stira in Rashi, is there libum without water or not? And the answer is, if it leaves a stain, so then it's not going to be libum, unless you use water. If it does not leave a stain, and you can get all the dirt out without without water, then it's going to be a maisa libun and isa daraisa of getting out that stain. Okay, then the Shulchan Aruch throws in, in my opinion, a curveball that you wouldn't expect. Okay, so he says you can rub it on the inside, you can't rub it on the outside, but you can scrape it off with your fingernail. Okay, because that's just taking off, and even a knife, the back of the knife, the Mishnah says efshir, even the front of the knife. Okay, v'yesh mefarshim, and some say dehani mili lach. This is only if it's mud. But aval yavesh, if the mud gets caked on, it dries, then it's going to be usher to take it off on Shabbos. Why? For a different reason altogether. The have tochein, because when you scrape off caked on mud, it crumbles, and it's like you are grinding this mud ball into I don't know what. So it's a problem of tochein, of grinding. Now it's obviously not full-fledged grinding. Full-fledged grinding is I have wheat and I turn it into flour, and I want the flour here. I just don't want the stain on my baguette. I don't want it to crumble into tiny pieces to be qualified for tochen. So that's what the Mishnah points out. Sifkat and lamavav. Af agad avim lacha shein shicha legufa. You don't want it to be ground. You don't care about that. Al kapanim isura mi ike lekulei ama. It's still going to be aser. However, al yidei any hudi going to be mutter. But through a guy, it will be mutter because only aser midrabanan. If you ask a guy to do it, it's a double derabban shvus to shvus. And the rule we're going to learn about in Siman Shin Zayin is Shvus to Shvus, when you have a good reason to do it, like Tzarech Mitzvah, here it's covered abrius, they're not to walk around with dirty clothes, so Shvus to Shvus, b'makom hatzorech, when necessary, is going to be mutter. Okay, that is Sif Zayin. Okay, now let's go back to Sif Hey. Okay, Aleph Hay and Zion kind of go together. Look at Sif Hay. Sif Hay is based on Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Mem Omer Aleph. There, the question was asked: can you rub a ketonet on Shabbos? One of a certain type of beggar. So the beggar was cleaned. It went through the laundry, however they did laundry, and now you want to rub it. Why are you rubbing it? So, two possible things are going to happen when you rub it. When it came out of the laundry, it was very hard. So you might want to rub the baguette just to soften it, because it wasn't comfortable, it was a little hard. But, when you rub the baguette, it brings out the color. Okay, so it's kind of like, so the question is, do we view when he's rubbing the baguette that he's just softening it and it's going to be mutter, the Gemara asks? Or maybe he's doing it to make it even whiter and then it's going to be awesome. So the answer that was given is that no, his intention is just to soften it and it's going to be mutter. Okay, now they differentiate between a kitinta and a sudra, different articles of clothing. So that's basically the, there's a different machlok. It's not so relevant to us, so we don't have these different begadim. Look at Shimbei's hay. Choluk. A choluk. La'achar kvisa. This beggar, after laundry, who mit kasheh, gets hard. U'mishav shifin asabiyadai, the rakako. And they would rub it with their hands to make it softer. So mutilah sosa b'shabbos. He's allowed to do it on Shabbos. He must come in the rakako. He wants to make it softer. He's not looking to make it, to make it cleaner. But when it comes to a sudar, a different type of baguette, they're made out of different materials, it's going to be awesome. Because they're miskabing the tzach tzachav amik melabim. Because there, when you do it, you're not just doing it to make it softer. I don't know if it does or does not make it softer, but you're doing it to bring out the color. They're both going to be aser. Mipnei, Mishabesiv Katachav Dalak, you mak bralibuno, he wants it to be whiter. Vizihuro Shasud, the Yosemi, me kutonet, the Shem Amina, the Shem El Rakha, okay, I think the kutonet is something that they wore like an undershirt, under the clothes. When you wear something under your clothes, you don't really care what it looks like. Yeah, more white, less white, doesn't really matter, because you don't really see it. The Sudar is something that they wore, and therefore it's clear by the Sudar, he was doing it for the color to come out, that's going to be Usar. By the kutonet, the assumption is he's doing it just to make it softer, but if in fact he's doing it to make the color come out, it's also going to be Usar. Oh, that's what Mishma says, Sivkan Lechaf. Hey, hold on. Sudar Asar, Nishim Niskan, Tzachtzacha, Havi Kimelabain, Hagava Kovai, Mushar, Klei Pishtan, Dinan Kesudar, that they're going to be Asar. Mishma says, Kovaim, they're Kovaim, Hainu Shal Pishta, we're made out of flax. Vatam, Sheikh Mir, Beklei Pishtan, Nishim Kashim, Achar Richitzasan, they come out of the laundry hard. Vrikuchan Zelibun, when you soften it, it also makes it whiter. So, Umikamakum, Bechaluk Mutter, Philippishal Pishtan, if he has a Pishtan, Chaluk is Mutter. It's underwear, it's an undergarment, it's an undershirt. They ain't near him, people don't see it. So why are you doing it? Not because you want it to be sparkling, white, shiny, clean. It's an undershirt, you don't care. Mistamu, he's doing it to soften it, and therefore it's going to be mutter on Shabbos. But if he's doing it to make it whiter, so it is in fact going to be usr. Okay, so the Bir Halach and Sif Zayin, which we're not going to do, touches on Sif Hey, and we're left at with the end of Sif Aleph, which I guess we'll finish tomorrow. We'll do Aleph, we'll do Beis, and continue.